Here's the Marketplace Index for Thursday the 8th. I'm David Brancaccio. It's a new program. Every day we're looking at what's driving today's markets and what this tells us about the real economy. But first, let's do the numbers. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 118 points, about 1%. It closed at 11,296. NASDAQ Composite down 19 points, about 0.8%. The S&P 500 followed the trend, a drop of 12 points, 1%. The 10-year bond yield fell. It's below 2%, 1.986% to be precise. On the day of the president's big speech about creating new jobs, a bit of what you might call job market archaeology. This summer, Howard Rosen, a visiting fellow at the Peterson Institute in Washington, is plowing through official labor statistics, as one does. What he unearths about America's labor force is so stunning, he goes running across the street to show a colleague at a competing think tank.
Did you see this? I said that labor rate is falling. I mean, we've never had this before. People are dropping out of the labor market. That's why the unemployment rate's getting better. But total coincidence, he said, I just saw the same thing. And he said, I can't believe it.
What he found is America's labor force is getting smaller, even with our population on the rise. The labor force is essentially everyone over 16 years old who has a job or who is actively looking for a job. For the first time since Eisenhower was president, that number is shrinking.
Historically, we have basically absorbed over 90% of the increase in the working population into the labor force. That's what's made us unique around the world, is our ability to create enough jobs to absorb the increase in the working force, the baby boom, the women, all of that stuff. That's what made us different than Europe over the last three decades.
Why is the American labor force getting smaller for the first time in 55 years? Some theories. Sick and tired of the job market, many people may be retiring early. There's also evidence people are throwing in the towel and turning to long-term disability. And is it possible younger people are staying in school longer to avoid a frustrating job search?
But over the long term, what we're doing is draining the energy out of the economy, which could potentially lower our ability to grow in the medium to long term.
Rosen says the jobs problem now demands extraordinary measures to keep discouraged people connected with the workforce.
This is the message that the White House needs to get, which is that we can no longer look at the current situation as a short-term recovery from a very deep recession. Instead, this current period is appearing to be a watershed change in not only just the labor market, but the way our entire economy operates.
Economist Howard Rosen at the Peterson Institute in Washington. Now on to an alternative index to acknowledge the stock market numbers are not the only way to understand the economy. Today our index is up a smidgen. We got a hold of a report from the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration today. It shows more than 17 million people, about 7% of the population, used non-medical marijuana in 2010. That's up by more than 3 million since 2000. But the report also says use of methamphetamine has fallen by about half over the last few years, and crack cocaine use is also sharply lower. News that people are using fewer hard drugs, even when times are hard, pushes our index up slightly today. You can see the report and check out our index on our website, marketplace.org. I'm David Brancaccio in New York with the Marketplace Index. This is APM, American Public Media.